بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه أن أعرابيا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال, still in this chapter of jihad, the various aspects of jihad, Hazrat Abu Musa رضي الله تعالى عنه says, a Bedouin, a person who lives in the villages, came to Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and he posed this question, Ya رسول الله الرجل يقاتل للمغنم يقاتل للمغنم. O Allah's Rasul, what is the ruling of a person who goes for jihad, but he's doing it in order to get the spoils of war, the booty? وَالرَّجُلُ يُقَاتُلُ لِيُذْكَرُ. And a person who makes jihad, but he's doing it so that people must talk about him that he went for jihad. وَالرَّجُلُ يُقَاتُلُ لِيُرَى مَكَانُهُ. And a person who goes out to make jihad and he wants his name to be established, that he went so many times or that he achieved this, he achieved that. وفي رواية يقاتل شجاعة. And in another narration it comes that he went for jihad so that people must say that he was a very brave man. ويقاتل حمية. And he, a person who goes out for jihad and because of family ties, etc. For example, his father was killed in a previous battle. Now he wants to go and take revenge from those people of his father. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يُقَاتِلُ غَضَبًا. And in one narration it comes also that a person who goes out in jihad because of anger, that what they did to us, what they doing to us, because of anger he's going out in jihad. فَمَنْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Of all these people, who is it that will get the reward that they have gone out in the path of Allah and they did it for the pleasure of Allah? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. نَبِيَ كَرِيم صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, مَنْ قَاتَلَ لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Only that person who goes out in jihad and makes qital, fights in the path of Allah, and his sole purpose is that the word of Allah must be most high, for the sake of deen, solely for the pleasure of Allah, only that is in the path of Allah. From here we can easily understand such a great work of jihad, of fighting in the path of Allah, and a person's life can go, he can become shaheed, but if his niyat is not correct, then all that won't be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, first, before even doing anything, a person must see that he does correction of intention. He does the tazkiyah of his nafs, he corrects his inner self. Without that, we can achieve great, great things outwardly, but by Allah it won't be registered also. Tazkiyah of nafs is the most important. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما من غازية أو سرية, that there isn't any ghazi, a person who goes out in jihad, or there isn't a Muslim dispatchment, an army of the mujahideen, taghzu, and they make jihad, fataghnama wa taslama, and then they get the spoils of war also, and they come back safely. Nobody got killed also became shaheed, nobody got hurt also. Illa kanu qad ta'ajjalu thulathay ujurihim. These people, their condition will be that 2/3 of their rewards they have got in this dunya already. That is, they got the spoils of war also, they came back safely, nobody got hurt. So their reward, according to ayats of the Quran as well, is less than those people who went for jihad and then they got hurt or they became shaheed. Then their reward is fully on Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا مِنْ غَازِيَةٍ أَوْ سَرِيَّةٍ تُحْفِكُ وَتُصَابُ إِلَّا تَمَّ لَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said that there isn't any ghazi, a mujahid, or any group of mujahideen. And these people go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and wa tusabu, and they got somebody became shaheed also, somebody got hurt also, somebody's leg got cut off, somebody's hand got cut off, etc. إِلَّا تَمَّ لَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. Those people is full, they get their full reward by Allah Ta'ala. So if there is a share of dunya a person also got, then his share of akhirat becomes less. And if he didn't get any share of dunya, then his full share is in the akhirat. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه said a person came to نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم and said يا رسول الله إذن لي في السياحة. Oh Allah's Rasul, permit me to go for a tour. Like people go touring, etc. And he asked permission to go for a tour, just to travel around to see the world. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن سياحة أمتي الجهاد في سبيل الله عز وجل. That the touring of my ummah is going out in jihad, going out in the path of Allah. That is the touring of my ummah. Ulama have explained, this refers to that period when jihad was extremely important to establish Islam, to spread Islam at that time. But later, even in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, travel in the earth. But the object of it must to recognize Allah. And the object of it must be to take lessons from things in the world. Not just for fun, etc. That a person misses his Jummah also normally, easily when he's traveling. He misses his namazes with Jamaat also when he's traveling. So just for any reason, it is not advisable. But if it is for a lofty reason, for the recognition of Allah, to take ibrat and lesson, yes, then it is permissible. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضر عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said قفلة كغزوة. The returning from the غزوة from jihad has the same reward as going for jihad. Just like coming for namaz has got great reward, we are coming to the masjid. But returning home also has got great rewards. And the action is not completed till a person returns home or returns to his business. So in the same way, going for jihad also has got great reward from the time you leave your home. And when you finish your jihad and you are returning again, that also has got great rewards. And if a person makes his niyats properly, that he'll see to the affairs of his home again, he'll fulfill the rights of his wife and children, see to their Islamic education and their upbringing properly, for all that he will get separate rewards. So intention is also very important, and that is also a field that we have to study and explore. We don't learn to make intentions, so normally we don't make any intention. Like each one of us can think, when we came this morning for Fajr, did we make any intention? Whereas ulama have written up to 15 intentions a person can make when he comes for Jamaat Namaz. And for every intention, he will get a separate sawab. But because we don't make that intentions, we are doing the effort, we are doing the work. We got up for Fajr, we took out our cars, we came for Fajr, but we deprive ourselves because we don't make all those other intentions. And that also has to be learned. And that also, when we will attach ourselves to some buzurg and he will teach us, then we learn to make niyats. And many of us, perhaps all of us, we have not even made a niyat for our life, why we are living. We are just living day by day, hour by hour, but we haven't got any intention. We can imagine a person who sits in a car and moves, and he hasn't got no destination in mind. On his GPS, he hasn't typed in any destination. He's just traveling around. That person is wasting time, petrol, everything. Like that, we must think about our lives also. If we haven't made a niyat for our lives, why we are living, then we also, just like that ship on the sea, and the waves are throwing it from this side to that side, the winds are blowing it from this side to that side, it's got no direction, no destination. So it's very important to see to our inner reformation as well. Subhanallah.